from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't always do this, but if there's a good conversation going, why not keep it going? Apparently, Starkey was arguing with both fans via the text line and over the phones about whether or not we have a quarterback controversy brewing. Joe said yes. He's telling us when we came in here that most of the listeners are saying no. It's not a quarterback controversy. So who's right? Is Joe right or are the listeners right? Donnie, I'll ask you. Do we have a quarterback controversy? Are we right back to where last year ended with our quarterbacks?
I don't think so. I think it's Justin Fields going forward, really, until he proves that it can't be him.
Wow.
Didn't, so that's didn't the, have that on my bingo card.
I thought he'd say, no, it's Russell Wilson's job. So you think it's actually Fields' job right now?
I do, yeah. It seems like he didn't want to answer really anything about Russell Wilson. In true Tomlin fashion, he didn't want to answer anything about him on Sunday after the game. He said, ask me Tuesday. He was then asked on Tuesday today and said, I don't know. I don't want to speak in hypotheticals. And he spoke highly of what Justin Fields did.
Man, so Donnie's saying that he thinks as long as Justin Fields keeps playing this way and the Steelers keep winning, he's going to keep starting.
Yes.
It almost doesn't matter what's going on with the calf. Malsy?
So one of the arguments I heard people making to Joe, the last caller, I think, where Joe was extremely angry and then said, why am I so mad? It's the end of the show. Which is kind of funny.
I got to go play golf.
His mind was already on his first tee shot at Moon today. One of the arguments made was it's a strategic advantage to have the other team need to prepare for two quarterbacks. And like I get that in like basic football terms, but and these two are different players, but I think it's a strategic advantage if you've got a really good quarterback and his status is really up in the air and the other team has to try and prepare for the backup if the backup's like a wildly different player or something like that. These guys are not that different in level of performance. Like, I thought Russell Wilson was the better option to start the season because I do think he's better, but it's by matters of degree. It's not comparing Ben Roethlisberger in his prime to Landry
Jones. Okay, so because the guys are so close, does that make it inherently a controversy when the other guy plays well and he's the backup?
I don't think it's a controversy right now, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Donnie is right. I think that they're going to roll with Justin Fields for the foreseeable future if he keeps winning them football games.
Man.
Because even though Mike Tomlin is not one to say that he looks at the schedule and looks ahead, he knows what's looming for them in November and December. He knows they've got to stack wins. He's got a healthy defense right now. He's got a kicker who just made 6 field goals. He feels like he can win this way. Justin Fields, if he takes care of the ball, gives you a lot of kind of options to win ugly. And this is the main crux of it for me. he's falling back as Mike Tomlin on what I knew he would if Fields played reasonably well and won the game. Like, I gave him a B-minus grade. That's above average, Pony. He's falling back on Wilson's health.
So this is like the Kenny Pickett situation going into the Seattle game. Mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph played so well. And
well,
Kenny,
no, I think Mason was overwhelming in that Bengals game, and especially in the Seattle game after it. But I thought Rudolph played better against Cincy than Fields did in that Falcons game.
Okay, but I'm saying the way that Tomlin is handling it, where he did not say after Rudolph beat Cincy that he was the starting quarterback based on merits. He still tried to use the injury to the starting quarterback to extend the backup's playing time.
I'll just reread the full quote. But as I sit here today, we're preparing as if Justin is going to be our quarterback. I think that that's the appropriate way to do it. Speculation's a waste of time. Russell's hurt. The last two words there,
but you guys
Russell's
are,
hurt.
But Donnie is saying this, and it sounds like you kind of are too. You think that that's just him trying to use something to cover up for how
Mike
he
loves
really
quarterback
feels,
mobility.
Which is right now he thinks Fields is his better of the two quarterbacks.
Mike loves quarterback mobility. I thought he also crucially answered something about the way Fields was running and the risks physically he was taking with, I had no problem with it. That seemed like an endorsement of the way the quarterback played. I think Mike, these guys were always close enough in his mind that Wilson was going to be the guy unless he couldn't physically go for the first week, which he couldn't. And if Fields went out there and gave them a win and didn't just like sit around as a bystander, right? Like where he had a wretched game or something like that, one of those terrible games and the quarterback still wins situations, that he was going to roll with him. And I think he's using the fact that Russ has a soft tissue injury that is inherently nebulous in terms of like, how healthy are you? How close to full go can you play your position? I think he's using that as cover for this. I really do. Here's the thing, and I say this as a guy who supported Russ as the starter. If he's like 85%, where he's at least thinking about it slightly, he's a little bit compromised, he can't play. He has to be basically 100% or above 95% to play, because I think he is a fundamentally different guy if he has any hesitation about moving around in or out of the pocket. You can't put him out there.
Well, you can. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger in his mid-30s would play not at anywhere close to 100%.
To Ben's credit, though, by that point, he had morphed into a guy who wanted to stand back there, scan defenses, and make throws. Russ has never really altered the way he played since he was like 24, 25 years old, Pony. And that's why he has undergone a decline. Because when you physically are trying to play the same game you played 10 years prior and you're not that guy anymore, it's going to be tougher to do it.
See, this is actually one of the benefits of not doing like extensive conversations other than what we're going to talk about, not like exactly what we're going to say before the show. Some shows rehearse or they practice what they're going to talk about. It's very helpful that we didn't for this show, because you guys are both, and specifically Donnie, revealing something to me that I did not anticipate. And that is that off of one game, which was, in the words of all of us, pretty much a solid game by Fields, but not a knock you off your feet wow game, that Tomlin's opinion has shifted on his two quarterbacks off of it. Donnie believes to the point where now Tomlin thinks that Fields is actually the better of the two quarterbacks, and you're saying that he believes that Fields is definitely better than a Russell Wilson who's less than 100%.
What does Mike always say when he talks about rookies in training camp, when he's asked before the first preseason game about a high-profile rookie? What does he always say? If the guy's been showing out in practice, what does he say?
Something about how he's got to see what happens when the lights are on.
No, he's got to see it.
Like
no. Come on,
in stadium.
Pony, thank you.
In stadium.
He needs to see it in stadium. We know he likes mobile quarterbacks. We know he coveted Fields. We know he probably likes Wilson for the veteran stuff. By the way, everyone's talking about, oh, he likes Russ because Russ is a veteran. So you're telling me a guy who started like 38 games in the pros is not a veteran? What is Justin Fields then? He's young. He's not a rookie. He started 3 seasons worth of games almost.
So then one more question for you guys. It sounds to me then you think it's 100% Fields starts.
I'd have a very hard time imagining Russ starting in this game. One, because I don't think he's going to be healthy enough. And two, because I think they'll never tell us that he's healthy enough if he actually is. I think it would be very hard. I think Mike is also addicted to winning, and he saw it from Justin Fields, who he liked and saw in the preseason. He saw it in a stadium. He saw him manage the game. He also talked about the way Fields like handled situations and his presence and his demeanor. None of those are comments from a coach that thought he got away with one on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It sounded like he was praising some of the things that Chicago fans complained about with Fields, for as much as they liked the guy personally, that he didn't handle games very well, didn't manage situations, that he would put a ball in peril when he shouldn't have.
I was going to say before you guys gave me massive opinions on this, I was going to say it's a quarterback controversy because the starter is not being treated like a franchise quarterback and the backup is not being treated like your typical backup. The franchise quarterback, if he can play and he gets cleared, and even though he's less than 100%, you trust the guy, you believe in the guy enough, you play him. Mm-hmm. The backup is this there to keep you treading water, keep you afloat, keep the train on the track, stay in the right lane, don't get a ticket, don't get in an accident. That's the backup quarterback's job. I think that Tomlin clearly feels more strongly and feels better about his technical backup quarterback, Fields, than you would in 99% of these situations, because he's not a traditional backup quarterback. He's not a journeyman. He's not a guy that's always been there. He's someone that has gotten MVP votes and is still in his mid-20s. So the way he's handling this, I think, reflects that. He is more confident in his backup quarterback than probably the other 31 coaches in the NFL are with their backups.
And Russ is not a traditional franchise quarterback
right.
anymore.
Yeah, he's making the veteran minimum. I will say, though, and I hate to like ring alarm bells, but I am very worried about this situation as a fan. Because the way that you guys are sounding and the way you're inferring and reading into what Mike Tomlin said, I think creates a big-time issue with Wilson, with Russ. Kabali came on our airwaves yesterday and said Russell Wilson was not as jovial, happy-go-lucky, ecstatic that they won guy after the game. He was in a pissy mood because they didn't let him play. And he probably thought, I can go out there and grit it out and will my team to victory and all the stuff that Russell Wilson has been, you know, has symbolized or personified for most of his career up until the time he got to Denver. All those things, gut it out, etc. Now Mike Tomlin's going to tell him, you're not going to play in Denver, the team that you want to beat their brains in and give this coach the proverbial middle finger because you think he screwed you over? I mean...
I'm cognizant of how ugly it could get.
If he's irritated by the Atlanta game, how the frig is he going to feel when he gets told on Friday or whatever, you ain't playing in this game?
I'm cognizant of how ugly it could get.
You think Kenny was mad after Seattle and said, I can't learn anything from the sideline? I'm not convinced we're going to get a good Samaritan and a good soldier in Russ here.
If he was willing to do this to the guy that they had 2 years earlier picked in the first round, which means you have a much greater organizational commitment and feeling about the guy, why wouldn't he do the exact same thing to a $1.2 million mercenary?
Because what Steelers insiders have pointed out about that dilemma, and I agree with them, if it had happened in September instead of January, I think Tomlin would have gone back to Pickett. But his back was against the wall. They were in survival mode there.
Again, I'll say this.
They're not in survival mode right now. It's week two.
He knows. I don't care what he says or how he says he doesn't look ahead. He knows what the second half of the season looks like on paper. He knows.
But one of the reasons why you liked Russell Wilson to start the season, and I agreed with you on this, Chris, you said it's easier to go from Russ to Fields than it is Fields to Russ. And now this guy's been probably counting down the days since he left Denver and decided to sign here and knew that the Steelers were going to play the Broncos this year back in Denver. He's wanted this game for a long time.
Do you know
what
I bet Mike Tomlin
really
wishes?
And now he's going to get told, Russ thinks he's healthy enough to play, and Tomlin's going to say, no, I'm sorry, I like Fields more.
Do you want to know what I think Mike really wishes? That the Chargers game was this week and the Broncos game was next week. Because I think if that was the case, he would start Fields this week, give Russ a full 2 weeks to get healthy, and then I think almost regardless, as crazy as this sounds, he would go back to him in Denver and let him have that game. And if he played poorly, he'd say, I gave you a chance, you blew up. I'm going back to Fields.
All right, do we have a quarterback controversy here in Pittsburgh all over again? 412-928-9370. How do you feel about this whole situation? Right now, Mike Tomlin is preparing Justin Fields to start. That's what he said. Donnie thinks that it's Fields' job to lose. Malzi's leaning that way too. And I think how do I say this?
You're flummoxed right now.
I think right now, for this Sunday, Tomlin thinks that Justin Fields gives the Steelers a better chance to win. So then, yeah, I guess that is a quarterback controversy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.